This is the mood. This is the setting. This is the vibe.
I didn't have my Baja Blast today, bro. I'm not hype.
We need to feed Taylor a Baja Blast every time we have one.
Yeah. Let's get into the podcast, shall we?
Yeah.
I never know how to start it. I still think we need an intro music.
Is it recording?
Yes, it's recording. See, and I already feel different because there's a camera sitting there. Like, the reason I like the podcast is because there's not that.
Yeah, same.
Uh-huh.
It's because we can keep eye contact, so I guess I'm just going to try my best to imagine it's not there.
Okay, so this little part of the podcast that's going to be on YouTube is going to be, I feel like a little different. I feel like the reason, or this part, should be why the podcast versus YouTube. Like, why are we doing this, and how will it differ, and how has it been differing from YouTube?
Well,
just briefly.
You could tell how different it is if you listen to him. All right, she wants to go back outside. Give me a second. The dial goes.
Okay, so podcast versus YouTube. Mm-hmm. One thing, I was watching a podcast on Jordan Peterson. This is one of the philosophers that Tanner's been doing listening to a lot. And he talked about the difference between being on a podcast versus being on a TV show and having a 6 to 10 minute segment. And the biggest thing was, in that 6 to 10 minutes, if you try to portray whatever to anybody in an audience and you just have that short, limited amount of time, you end up becoming an animated version of yourself and try to just put your best self forward, and you lose the analytical talk and the analysis behind what you want to say.
Which is kind of what we're doing right now, is we film a little portion of this because I'm like, do I have my arm right here? Should I put it down?
I know, and I'm already self-conscious because I set the pen down. Am I talking too much with my hand? And I'm not really thinking about
But
the
that's
podcast.
Literally how I've trained myself.
Yeah.
So
let's cut the clip.
Just end the video there. We might ruin this podcast episode just for this little snippet. I'll film a little bit longer. We won't film the whole thing.
Yeah, once we get into the big discussion topic, then that's where we'll cut it off.
I don't even know what today's topic is.
I know. Do you remember the hanging question I left last time?
I just remember arguing about Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wait, wasn't it
Place?
Something about LGBTQ?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tristan's gay.
I hate them all.
No.
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a minute, but... So what I wanted to talk about in this little snip was the fact that I completely agree with Jordan Peterson on that. I agree with him on a lot of things, but it's so true, because in today's, in this, you know, TV society, everybody's gotten used to seeing the best version of whatever, and YouTube is definitely guilty of that. And that's why I love this podcast so much, because I feel like Tanner's fans know a version of all of us. And while it's not like, you know, not us, it's not all of us. And then here we get to actually just be ourselves, and we're way more in depth than we have. That's why the podcast platform is becoming so popular, is because it's so unfiltered and easy to learn from.
Yeah.
So Tristan, Taylor, do you guys even listen to any podcasts? Have you even tried yet?
No.
I used to listen to Shane Dawson's podcast a little bit back when it was on, but other than that, I've listened to H3H3s a little bit, but other than that, not really.
Yeah, basically just H3s. And that, does that count as a podcast?
I don't know, because I watch it on YouTube.
It's
and
basically
video.
Like him reacting to drama, like basically.
It's like news. A live version of Killer GameStar. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that as the whole podcast thing gets bigger and bigger, then hopefully it'll be an alternate form of learning for this generation.
My main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody.
My mango.
No idea what that's about.
No, you don't.
You don't watch PewDiePie.
No,
that's a Vine.
Well, he brings in all the good memes, and that was one of them.
That's
so.
An old one.
I'll practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball. The same guy.
Bitch. Lasagna.
I watched that the other day.
I did watch
I was
that one.
Dying.
20 million views.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
When is the other channel going to pass him, or are they?
Oh, T-Series?
Yeah.
I haven't checked. I'm pretty sure they're actually about to, if they haven't already.
He hit 69 million
did
subscribers
he?
First. Yeah.
He finally hit 69?
Yeah, he hit him before.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, they don't actually count as a channel.
Okay, so
I feel like it's not fair, and they're definitely
well,
bots.
It's not. They have auto sub on for their whole country.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
anything, that's sad that they only have that many subscribers.
Right? That's like one of the biggest countries in the world, like well over a billion people.
Yeah. So so the minute they turn on YouTube, they're automatically subscribed to that.
Yeah, it's like their channel.
Wow.
Okay, PewDiePie has 69,200,000, and they have 68,600,000.
So they're still behind. Buckers.
I wish he would prevail, but I don't know how it's possible, because like the hype right now of, you know, tell your friend and subscribe to PewDiePie, it's working for now, but it's just, it's gonna slowly go down, which sucks so bad. Because I remember when he passed Smosh in 2013, and I was sitting there watching as they were like battling it out right past 10 mil, and I was like, No, I love Smosh. I hate PewDiePie. What is he doing? And then I started watching PewDiePie after they made a video together saying, congrats on number one, Felix. And that was true entertainment.
See, that's bad. It's really weird how the way you guys have described YouTube back then, because I didn't know it back then. I didn't pay any attention to it or whatever. And now, I mean, it's nothing short of like it's. I almost see it as like, yeah, it's like a really, really bad playground that, you know, and everybody, I mean, I don't know. I guess this whole podcast is about being straightforward, but like,
let me tell you, I get on to watch it and then I question, why am I on here?
Yeah. I've gotten to where I just watch like the philosophy stuff that you send me and that kind of stuff.
That and but, PewDiePie, if I'm in a goofy mood, if I'm up for that.
I watch funny videos like, Six Figures, I Was Only Four, interrupting random songs. stuff like that.
But there was a period of time last year where it was like all of that YouTube drama. And even now it's like, okay, Shane did the whole big thing on Jake Paul, which was really interesting and gave it some really good insight as to him and who he is. And I completely, you know, understand where he's coming from now. But then, you know, the whole Keemstar thing, which he made a comment on Shane's video kind of dissing the whole, what are they doing? You know, what are they teaching these kids? And I'm just sitting there like, dude, you're the one that was hyping it up with all your drama alert and going back and forth and just.
Well, really, Keemstar is very respectable.
I mean,
I'm kidding.
Props
no, he's
to
not.
Him as a business person, you know, because he has turned it into a business. He's just like every YouTuber.
The thing with Keemstar is it seems like he will have an opinion like on Jake Paul or somebody and be like, oh, these kids are ridiculous. Like, oh my gosh. I'm like, you're literally like the one antagonizing it.
Exactly.
Like, but it's like this. It's like you get pissed at a kid for painting a wall, like, or like drawing on a wall or something, but you're the one who hands them the marker and says, here's your fucking wall to mark on, bitch, but then get pissed when they do it.
I like to think of Keemstar as like one of those people on Musical.ly that's like a full grown adult but dresses up as a kid, because he does that but just in a different way.
Well, it's just like, you know, the whole time all that drama was going on with Jake Paul and Logan and Clout Gang and all of that, Keemstar was very adamantly against the, you know, the whole Jake Paul side of the fence.
Yeah.
Now, after Shane's documentary, now all of a sudden he's, you know, he was showing Erica Costell's new video and it's like, I dig it. I like it. And I'm like, oh,
of course
gosh.
You do. I'm sure.
And then I, as a grown adult, I'm like, why in the hell did I click on this thing? Like, I have something better to do with my day.
It's all just such a joke.
Our dogs are mental. Okay. So anyway, so then I guess that's how I see YouTube now, is just like none of it's, it just seems like it's all just fake and it's not, there's nothing real about it.
It's so lacking.
Yeah. In that little version of YouTube, not that YouTube in general doesn't have something to offer, like the Jordan Peterson stuff.
No, a lot of the stuff can be helpful, educational, good for people that are growing up, people that are grown up, but a lot of it's just trash in the nicest way to put it.
Yep. Okay. So before we get into this next question, I want to say a couple things, because obviously I feel like this is going to be kind of a sensitive topic, and it is highly possible, it's actually guaranteed, that someone out there listening is not going to agree with all of us, one of us, a version of what we say, it's whatever.
Let's just make that clear for every podcast from here on out.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, the four of us don't always agree on anything, everything all the time. So it is okay.
Like, Tristan's a libtard.
Am I?
I wouldn't say libtard, but he's definitely more liberal than the rest of us. Maybe.
I don't know. Well, probably, but I'm not. I am very in the middle.
I don't know a good meme.
It's funny, but I'm still. I just want to say I'm extremely in the middle.
Yeah, I can be in the middle too. But what I was going to say is, it's okay to disagree with us by all means, and unlike what I said in the last podcast, I have figured out you can leave comments for us on Apple Podcasts. I did not know that. And so far, the comments have all been very nice and loving, and we appreciate that. But if you want to leave a comment that is disagreeing with something we said, by all means, that's fine. But just do so in a kind manner. Nothing we are saying, do we ever intend to hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that.
Or you could just say, your mom gay, and then we're owned. Libtard owned.
God.
Okay, I have no idea what that means.
It's a meme.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so what I was saying is, if you want to leave a comment in disagreement, just please do it in a kind manner, because we would just greatly appreciate it. So with that in mind, so the question was, what are your thoughts on the LGBTQ community? Who wants to start?
Tristan?
I feel like you should lead off because you're in the community.
Well, since I'm a part of it, I guess I'll have the first opinion. A lot of us are just chilling, living our lives like any normal freaking person would, because that's what we are, you know? But, like, I don't know. Like, we're just people chilling.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I sit here and think, why does it have to be labeled a community? It's not like there's a white mom community or there's a teenage white kid community.
Skinny, frail, loser community.
I mean, so I get it.
I just think a lot of people have an opinion on it when they don't need to, because it's literally not an issue, at least in my freaking mind, but apparently in the minds of a lot of others, it's a huge goddamn problem. Now, I get it. Some people, they like to make themselves victims constantly. Now some of them are justified in it, depending on the situation, but there, at least I see on Twitter, there are some people in the LGBTQ community that want to make everything a problem all the time and act like they are constantly being victimized every second of the day, which just isn't fucking true. But that rings true for literally every group of people ever, that some chunk of it, no matter who it is, like, paints themselves as a victim in some way. I'm like, why don't we all just come together and not bitch about each other, like, all these little things, and solve the main big issues in the world and just live in harmony? I don't know what's hard about that.
Yeah.
But everyone has, like, these little side opinions that are dumb, and then it becomes a whole damn issue.
I think a lot of it is people's cultures and the way they were brought up. A lot of people don't want to rewrite their history in the way that they've been raised, because that's like the only thing they can see is true. A lot of people won't listen to the other side whatsoever, which is how you never get any smarter, by the way.
No, that's literally like, okay, I feel like somehow, some way, this is going to get political, but literally both sides, there are extremes to both. And both of them refuse to listen to the other. Thus, they just bitch at each other all the time.
I'm not getting political. I'm just saying a lot of people won't listen.
Yeah.
Well, that's just...
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, you can go ahead.
I jotted down this statement that I feel like is kind of like, I don't know, just kind of like what you're saying, Tanner. I feel like up to a certain age, you live what you've been taught. And then eventually, you live what you've learned. Being taught is different than learning.
And for me, I stopped listening to everyone about age 18.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're learning and absorbing what you see is valuable and factual, and that is different. So I was taught from a very young age that homosexuality was morally wrong and against the Bible and against God and all of this kind of stuff. And that was all I was ever exposed to. And I'm actually very thankful for the fact that my son grew up in this day and age and not the one that I grew up in, because it was just a very, very homophobic environment. Mm. And I don't mean to badmouth my family. That's all they knew. And people who were homosexual hid that because they were scared of coming out, because it was just not accepted. So once I had a child who, at the age of 3, was showing very, very obvious signs of being either homosexual or transgender, I wasn't really sure which. I was actually concerned about both.
I was a little fruity.
Yeah, I mean, when your 4-year-old says he would rather wear a dress and he would rather play with Barbies, and you even told me once that God put you in the wrong body. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
And I'm going to touch on that some with transgender some here in a minute, too, and you want to talk about really getting freaking controversial. Here we go. But but at that point in time, I was beginning to base my feelings on what I was learning rather than what I had been taught, because there was nothing about my three-year-old choosing to be gay as I had always been taught. I'd always been told that people make that it's a choice, that it's an immoral choice, and you know, that's just what I was told. But when it was very obvious that my young child was not choosing anything, this was very much how God had made him, my heart broke, because I just wanted him to be loved and accepted like every other kid was. And there was concern that he wasn't going to be. So if I look at it like from a, like I said, I don't know why there has to be a community. I mean, I wish there was a day and age where people were just people. And we actually got an email from a fan that is a gay fan, and said, because he, I'm not sure if it was a he or she.
Well, just a second. I think why there needs to be a community, or why there is one, is because we feel like we need to rally together, because there's a good chunk of people very much still who doesn't want us around in any way, shape, or form. And I'm especially in like other countries, like it's kind of shitty here in the US, but like in other countries, it's way worse, like Russia and like the Middle East and places over there, like you'll just be killed.
But I think there's still like horrible groups like the KKK that still survive today. Like, so I don't see it going away. Here. I don't think there's, I mean, you can put a group name on it all you want, but there's still going to be people. That's how they were raised. They don't know. Or even if they do know, they chose those actions and those beliefs.
Yeah, you're choosing to be a dick.
Yeah. Basically. Well, I guess I can see what you're saying. And I don't want my comments about, you know, why would you need a community to be insensitive? Because I've never been, I guess, lumped into a group like that. I mean, I am a female in a very, very largely dominated male industry. And to your point, Tristan, on not feeling like a victim, I've never felt like I was a victim. I just always walk in with the assumption that I'm going to be treated with respect, as opposed to the opposite. And I think that determines your happiness in a lot of ways in life, no matter who you are.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to like go into it like expecting to be like belittled, you know? And in terms of the community thing and people like being a victim or whatever, like, okay, if someone is literally trying to erase you from history and eradicate the gays and like they just want all of them dead, then maybe join together and be like, fuck you. But if someone makes a gay joke, then calm down.
Yeah.
Because not everyone who makes a comment like that is being vicious about it. Like, sometimes it's just funny. Because it's funny.
If Tanner didn't have a gay brother, he could never have gotten away with his gay jokes on his channel all these years.
I probably wouldn't even make them.
Yeah, you'd be scared to death to make them. Yeah, because probably. People are too sensitive.
Well, I just think it's hilarious. I know Tristan thinks it's hilarious because we meme on each other all the time. He'll come into my room with a pink cup full of water like every night. And he'll have a snack that he'll leave the wrapper on my bed. And when he does, I'll say, hey, fag, you want to pick it up?
And I'll be like, oh, yep.
Well, and the reality is, again, what you're taught versus what you've learned. I had friends that, you know, that were lesbians in my adult life that were always just good friends of mine. So my kids saw that growing up, that I never treated anybody different like that in a bad way. So it never even occurred to you to treat anybody in a bad way. Yeah. But I do remember, I don't know if you remember this conversation, Tristan, but in middle school, you had to have been like, I don't know, you were in middle school or early high school. Quentin was over here. And, you know, Quentin comes from a similar background as me.
I remember this. This was at this house.
Yeah, it was at this house. And he said, well, I don't know if it was his parents or church family or somebody had told him that being gay was a choice. And Tristan, you were just, this was before you'd come out, and you were so like quick to react. And you said, why would anybody choose that? Like, you were just like, really?
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And Quentin was like shocked. He was going, I don't know, you know, and, and he wasn't trying to be mean. He wasn't trying to be anything. He was just making conversation.
That's so funny that big lesson happened literally in between our group. And I remember that, and I know Tristan hadn't come out yet, but I already knew he was gay, and that just solidified it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember looking at Quentin and saying, I agree with what he's saying. I don't know. It's a very hard path. I don't know why a person would choose it. So then, you know, when you bring in the question of morality, Okay, yes. I was born and raised Catholic. I'm very much a Christian. I love Jesus Christ. It's, yeah. But I am not a theologian. I'm not a Bible thumper kind of person. Anybody, so many people in this world can quiz me on the Bible and they'll win. You got it. Letcha. It's fine. But I have a relationship with God that's extremely strong, and no God that I know is going to send my son to hell. And the notion that he's just supposed to, this is some evil thing, this is just the card he was dealt and he should just have to deal with it, is ridiculous.
He should never sin. He should never do anything.
Yeah, and why is that sin so much worse than, say, my sin of getting divorced and, you know, and then dating after that, or if I ever get remarried, you know, that somehow in society is better in some people's eyes than being gay. So it just logically doesn't make sense.
I agree.
And, you know, to go back to the transgender thing, this might piss some people off too. I'm very, very sympathetic to parents who are raising transgendered children. I've seen some videos on it on YouTube and some kids that are just adamant that they're in the wrong body. But the thing that really makes me sad is, you know, like I've watched some stuff on Jordan Peterson. If someone is schizophrenic or has some other kind of mental disorder, then they are treated and people, their hearts go out to them and they want them to get better. Just biologically, if you're born into a male body and you feel like you're a female at age 5, I don't see how anybody cannot logically understand that is a disconnect, and therefore, however you want to define it, is some type of disorder. I think it's dangerous to let a 6-year-old or 5-year-old determine, even no matter how adamant they are, that they're in the wrong body. Because, like I said, Tristan, you told me that you thought God put you in the wrong body. And it scared the hell out of me. But rather than say, oh, you're probably right, let's go buy you a dress and let you put makeup on, I said, well, this is the body God did give you. So, and I love you in it no matter what. And there was just always 100% acceptance. So if you had decided at age, or, you know, if you were to decide at age 20, 25, hey, that's still how you feel, and then you want to transition, I would support that. But you evolved and to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you feel that way today. I think you're quite happy
with
the body.
No, I'm chilling as a guy. I'm pretty sure I'm a guy.
Yeah. And so I feel like you just can't make some of those decisions at age 5 or 6. You know,
what, you're telling me you're not fully developed in the brain, ready to make some life-changing decisions?
Exactly.
Go get a couple surgeries?
Exactly. So, so my solution to those children is counseling and love, an abundance of love. It's not, you know,
when I was younger, I would steal your high heels and I'd get a blanket and tie it around me as a dress and I'd fucking frolic around just chilling at home.
Yeah.
It's like,
so there were ways for you to kind of explore that outlet without actually going down the rabbit hole of being a different gender to the whole
public. But I feel like where it gets to be a problem is where people don't have accepting parents of it.
And
so that's where it gets to, like,
and there's also that. If it is a mental disorder or any mental disorder or any personality or anything, there are always different varying degrees.
So
you might have had a low version of it, and someone else might have something way worse, and I don't know what I'm talking about. But
even people who are transgender and they're like transitioning, it's fair to say that to some degree they do have a quote-unquote mental disorder. But it's not one like someone who's schizophrenic.
Yeah,
or
you can't,
like,
take a pill for it.
No, you can't. And shock therapy doesn't work and all this kind of stuff. But it's also not one that negatively affects your everyday life, I kind of want to say. Like, if you have some other kind of mental disorder, like, it just, like, drags you down all day, every day. Like, and now that I say that,
that's exactly what it
but,
is.
But, yeah, it does. Like, you hate yourself in that way. Like, you don't want to be in that body most of the time. Like, I'm not transgender, so I can't fucking really speak from experience on this. So I'm just kind of trying to make an educated guess.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you're 100% sure and you do transition, like, that's kind of the medicine, and that in some way sometimes helps.
Well, and the I think I was watching some videos too on people who've transitioned and then regret it. So there's always different varying degrees and there's different outcomes. And at the end of the day, I just feel like there's just no reason to be awful to those people.
No, like, no, it's a mental disorder, but it's not one that's like bad.
Well, yeah.
The best, like, thing that you can do if you find yourself in that situation for anybody is just education and patience. Like, yeah, that's all you can do.
Educate yourself and, like,
yeah, see, like, okay, so here's a little
note. Don't make any rash decisions and find out everything you could ever possibly want to know about the psychology about it and everything like that.
Yeah. When Tristan came out, it just so happened to be the exact same time that gay marriage was legalized on the federal level.
Yeah. Actually, I was on a trip, and on that trip, you were telling other family because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And on that same trip, they legalized gay marriage in the U.S. And I didn't even know it was happening. Actually, yeah. I just saw it on Twitter.
It was a complete coincidence. And do you remember you getting, Tristan got upset at some things some of family and friends were not necessarily tweeting, but they were liking other tweets.
One family member posted it.
Oh, okay. So, but he got really offended by that because he felt like it was a very generic post. It was kind of a love the sin or hate the sin kind of post. But Tristan took that as a personal attack. And what I explained to him then, and this is what I would say to anybody, is, again, people live what they've been taught. And in the same sense that I want everybody to accept Tristan and who he is and anybody like him, I would also hope that he would in turn have the same respect for my nieces and nephews that didn't grow up with a gay sibling and didn't grow up in the environment that my kids did.
And I do. I respect your opinion. Like, you have the right to have whatever opinion you have, except for when it gets to a federal level and people get to vote on it and have an opinion on it. Be like, they'd probably vote, oh no, you can't get married, so I can't thus live a normal life as everyone else because your opinion is affecting it in that way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I respect your right to have the opinion, but as soon as it starts affecting me when I'm not doing anything that's going to, like, yeah, alter your life majorly, but you get to do something that alters mine, that's
but
when
they,
it's stupid.
They feel like it does alter their life. Yeah. They feel like if you're walking around with a husband on your arm, that's unnatural and going against what they believe. And
but I'm not talking to you.
Like, a lot of people, middle-aged people nowadays, or I guess whoever, I guess this goes for a lot of age group. I keep saying this, but I guess it goes for a lot of age groups. If they were to watch, like, one documentary like we watched on, you know, kids that know they're gay or kids that know they're trans and what they went through, it's like everyone has struggles. Everyone is oppressed. That's Jordan Peterson saying, and I love it. Like, everyone's oppressed. Everyone has some sort of disability, whether it's mental, physical, doesn't matter. Everybody has something wrong, and I think if you pay attention to that in people that are gay, in people that are trans, you'll relate to their story a little bit more and you'll be able to accept them, even if you were brought up in a very strict Christian or whatever it was, you know? Because
I just don't understand what's Christian about being mean and rude.
Me neither. Like, I believe in God, but I just have a problem with organized religion, it seems, because everyone that I've, like, not everyone, but a good chunk of people who I've come in contact with who's involved in it, they are just so shit to everybody that, like, not just the gay community, like, literally just, if you're not doing this perfectly, then you're a bad person, and man.
Yeah.
So it's really, literally, that's a problem.
Yeah.
In of itself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, chill, be nice to everybody, and worry about your own life and yourself and whatever path that you need to go on.
Yeah. Like, I saw this post on Facebook the other day, but from somebody who is someone I would consider a friend and that I really respect a lot, but I was blown away by her post. It was, there had been a drag queen go to a school in Denver and go and read a book to young kids. And a lot of the parents were up in arms because they weren't notified that this drag queen was going to do that. Now, okay, I get it. If you as a parent are not okay with that lifestyle and you don't want your kid around it, then you should have been notified. Not arguing that a bit. But what was so unreal is this person's venomous attacks on, like, she was just going off on how this person was a sexual deviant and how dare that school allow someone with deviant fantasies in front of those kids, and just, I mean, basically painted this person as a pedophile. And I'm sitting there going, or he might have just been a drag queen reading a dang book. I mean, chill.
That's what it sounds like to me. That is people. It's like, that's one of the extremes. Like, why do you get to vote on that shit? Like, you, God.
I think drag queens are freaking hilarious and awesome and amazing and
I
fun.
You know what? I mean, someday I would love to try drag because it looks fun.
You could do it. You could so pull it off. So
look, there's radicals in all types of things.
Oh, yeah.
Radical liberals, radical conservatives, radical transgenders that might want to do that creepy shit. Or there's also radical old men that...
Some people do that that's not even transgender. Yeah. Or a drag queen or whatever. Well,
I'm just saying, like,
There's
you can be a radical in anything and have it be a bad thing.
Yeah. See, like, Taylor and I went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody yesterday. An amazing movie, by the way. Everybody needs to go see that. But it's obviously about the band Queen, and... I mean, it struck me how, you know, Freddie Mercury was this larger than life lead singer, and he hid his personal life from the whole world. And
smart guy.
Yeah, probably was a smart guy. But it just, you know, I don't know. It just goes to show that everybody.
And he was gay, by the way.
Yeah, he was gay. So it's just, there's so much more to life and more to people. And I just don't know why anybody wants to spend so much time being awful to anybody.
Yeah, I don't know, like, why as soon as, like, you experience or come in contact with someone who's different than you, why you all of a sudden want to, like, shut them down when you don't know anything about them. Like, maybe ask or educate yourself or explore the possibility that the way they are is totally fine and your way of thinking isn't the only way of thinking.
Yeah.
It's fear and insecurity.
And then later, if you discover that they're a shitty person, then be up in arms about that individual.
Yeah, because
whatever.
They're a shitty person, not because they're whatever.
There are shitty people in every group of people. Yeah. And that's just a fact.
Well, and just like I said at the beginning of the podcast, not everybody is going to agree with everything you say. And, and here's something I've had to tell myself as a human. I don't like all people, so it's okay if all people don't like me. There's going to be people that don't like me. I talk too much. I don't even know. But
I don't like Taylor because she's so quiet.
We love Taylor, but she's been quiet.
Yeah, but then this,
this is not her topic.
Yeah.
I literally don't feel like I have any place to say anything.
Me either. I'm just kind of chiming in. And also another reason.
Which I kind of appreciate in a way.
Like, yeah, I don't have room to talk.
This is just all about Mom and Tristan. But what I want to say is some of these conversations that we're having, like, there's little parts of these conversations that we're having that I think we've already had in real life, whether it be, like, the last year or two. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, like, on repeat. And since I already know, like, what your answer is going to be or what Tristan's answer is going to be, it's like, uninteresting to me. So I just kind of, like, sink back. And I'm like, you know what? People haven't heard this voice, so I'm just going to let you guys say it. Yeah. So if there's any, like, uninterest.
Well, and you know, the thing that I love that we have come out of social media, you know, there's so many people that say that, Tanner, that you've changed their lives, that you are a bright light. Our family is a light in their lives. And I think that is just friggin' awesome. And if we can bring that in any way, and I can reach that 10-year-old kid who is transgender who is gay or who's dyslexic and gay like Tristan was.
Hey, what's up?
And tell them it's gonna be okay.
Bro, you're chilling. Yeah. Like, you'll figure it out. I know that. I did. It took me until I was what?
It was so a lot. Cliche.
Go self promo here. Go watch my coming out story.
That's
on
true.
YouTube. 36 minutes of straight story time. Actually 34 because there was a little bit of an intro. But
don't you mean gay story time?
Yeah, my gay coming out story.
Because you said straight story time.
Oh, did I really? Yeah. Oh wait, oh that.
So one last thing on this topic, and then we can move on to something else. But we got an email from a fan, and he's actually a homosexual fan. And he said that he was shocked by my comment last week, my flippant comment about a lot of Tanner's fan base being homophobic. Mm. He feels like there are a lot of that Tanner's fan base, a lot of them are gay, and some of the fan pages have gay fan pages have tons of followers. And that's freaking awesome. I didn't know that. What's sad is I feel like the haters have come through more than those that aren't. Because it's not like a gay fan's going to say, hey, I'm a gay fan, you're awesome. Like, I'm not going to know what your sexuality is if you're a fan. So,
which you really shouldn't have to promote.
Yeah.
It's like,
but
it's like
the haters,
that black girl on PewDiePie that went on to Dr. Phil and was like, acting like she was white and claimed she was white. She went up to white people in the episode and was like, hello, fellow white people.
Yeah, that was
that's
all
how
fake,
gay people should greet us. So we know, yeah, like, hello, straight people.
So I want to say thank you to that community. I want to say thank you to this guy that wrote me to kind of set things straight and say, hey, there is a big following here. And we appreciate that. The homophobic comment came from Tristan gets a lot of hate. And a lot of unwarranted, unfair, really, really horrible.
I mean, I feel like every gay social media person who has somewhat of a following does.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my, every time I'd post something, be like, faggot, I'm like, but then you know what's funny is that I posted a picture with three of my friends from, maybe it was three or four of my friends from Playlist Live.
Uh-huh.
And I said, FagCon coming to a city near you or something like that, and not a single gay comment because I already made the joke.
Yeah.
I already had fag in my caption, so what are you going to do? Like, literally.
See, and I hope that the homosexual, you know, the gay community listens to that and takes heart because you have thick skin. And that is one thing I've always said, that as a young kid, you developed the biggest suit of armor known to man. So by the time you got into middle school and high school, there wasn't anything left for anybody to say to you that was going to hurt your feelings. And I love how you and your friends, who were always kind of the misfits, I love your friends, and I hope none of you take that as a bad thing, but you guys kind of were.
Oh, no, we're great.
Yeah, you were the misfits.
Them.
But I loved how you would look through and see somebody's heart and their insides and never judge anybody on the outside. And I always admired that and wish I was more like that. Tanner and Taylor over having a side conversation.
Yeah, he's writing on her hand now. I don't know
what's
going on.
And what are we doing over here? I just thought of something.
What? I'm writing her something. Oh, I can just say it now. This is all repeat bullshit.
Oh.
Okay, but it's not repeat to the listeners, but I just realized something. By the time this goes live, Taylor will be 16.
Oh my God.
Her birthday is on Tuesday.
Oh my gosh, Taylor, that's how old I was when I came out.
Sweet.
Well, here, listen, everybody, for the first time, I'm straight.
Oh, thank you. Congrats on your coming out. You're so brave. Oh. Yeah.
What show is that? Or do you have a t-shirt, something about?
Oh, no, yeah, it was from Love, Simon. Like, in the trailer, it was like a little sketch
like,
thing
Mom?
Of the actual movie, but yeah. It was like, Mom, I'm straight. I like, and it's like a guy, and it's like, I like girls.
And
she's like, oh my God. Like, all. God, it's funny.
Okay, so let's all applaud Taylor. She's straight.
Yeah, yay. I'm going to be gone for your birthday. Sorry about that. And I didn't know it was your birthday.
Rude.
I'm kidding. I knew.
You're rude.
No, I fucking didn't.
You definitely knew.
Well, I'll be around, which she's like, oh, great. Yay.
We're going to go out to eat. We're going to make a special. We already did a little shopping. And it's.
Oh, yeah, you came to my
that
work.
Was, what?
And Mom bought stuff and Taylor didn't.
Yeah, no offense, but the shopping was the worst. Part of my no, I'm well, not spending
okay.
time with you, but shopping. I hate shopping.
Taylor and I hate shopping. We are not.
Yeah. And then she started shopping for herself, and I was like, ah, great.
Yeah, because I was actually in the mood, and that never happens.
Okay.
I
was not. Anyways,
to kind of wrap up the whole LGBTQ community thing, all love from the Brungarts. I mean, you know,
pretty much. And if for some reason you are one of these homophobic fans, it's not just like Tanner's. It's not just like Tanner Brungart's fans are all the most homophobic people in the world. Like that's kind of like. Every fan base kind of has that, it seems, to some extent. But
again,
if you are,
I'll respect your opinion if what you, or how you feel about homosexuality. Just don't display hate on our family's pages, please,
or just anybody's
you.
Pages.
Yeah, anybody's. Just leave
it's
it
like,
alone. Think what you want. Do what you want. But I don't need to hear it from
if
you.
If you're a member of the LGBTQ community, I hope everything works out and that you are loved and accepted. If you are not a member of the LGBTQ community, same to you, but
don't
just
be
respect
hateful.
Those that are exactly
yeah,
like
exactly
we're all just people, we're all just chilling, let's all live our lives and just appreciate the fact that we're all here.
Yeah,
and we're gonna die.
Okay, so we had a couple voicemails. We'll see here is one of the questions we got. Let me play that again.
It said, Tanner, do you regret doing YouTube?
And that was from Caitlin. I'm going to butcher the last name. Bieberick, maybe something like
Bieberick,
that.
Bieberick. Anyways.
Be a brick.
Be yeah. a brick. Be a set brick. Of bricks.
Mm-hmm. I got two. How the hell are you guys tonight?
the big question.
My comedy special is coming soon. Anyway, let me put down this granola bar thing. Regret it? No. I'm thankful that I've learned what I have at a young age, and I don't think that I would have unless everything that's happened to me happened. So, no, I don't regret doing it, and I still believe that I can help a lot of people by putting out actually good stuff instead of junk in 2019, and take what I've learned and what I'm learning and put it on the internet for you guys. I think that's the next step, honestly.
Kind of turn into a grown-up channel as opposed to all the chaos.
My first time, my new car, Rose or Luna? I don't fucking know. Loving the Q&A question. Someone on my stream today was like, Tanner's chat be like, do you still have the waterbed? I'm like, bro, all these people. Like, do I look 15 still? I don't think so. I don't feel 15.
Do I? Not for long.
Whoa!
That's the thing.
That's stupid. I talk.
Never mind. The reality is y'all are growing up, and it makes me happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Faith.
Hi. Okay, so my question is for Tristan mainly.
Oh.
And maybe Kim too, if she wants to put her input in, but I recently just came out on my fan page for Tanner called Smiley Tanner B, and Taylor also commented on it, the post, but I want to ask, did you ever want to keep in that you knew you were gay and that, like, you were just kind of scared to tell your mom because you knew she was raised more Catholic and kind of against the idea of that?
Well, hello, Faith. Nice to talk to you, I guess, kind of. Okay. To answer your question, yeah, I was scared shitless to come out. I didn't want to come out to anybody. Honestly, if you I don't know if you've seen my coming out video. If not, you should watch it, because I explained this. The only reason I came out to my mom is because I kind of was put into a situation where I had to. I was kind of low-key forced to come out.
Which blows my mind, because I thought that you knew we knew. Like,
I kind of did, but I still, like, I was in so hardcore denial mode. Like,
it's
so
just hard.
Bad.
Yeah,
like,
sis,
for a long time.
We've been new.
I know.
Forever.
I know. But I didn't, I don't know. It was just
you should have seen Tanner and Taylor when I told them. They're like, yeah, and?
It's a mental battle. Like, yeah, I was in Europe
was
when you did that
serious.
On purpose. So.
Oh, she got all serious. She's like, I just want you to know that he's gay. And we're like, is that it? Can we leave now? Like,
we've got better things to do.
I was on the couch downstairs, and she was interrupting my Xbox time.
And you're just like, cool, great. Back
How
to
are
Black
you
Ops.
Forced?
Because a situation happened, and then she found out about the situation.
Go
and
watch the coming out
go
video.
Go watch the coming out video. How do you not know this?
I have 30 minutes of
Yes, you do, Taylor.
I do. I did nothing today, but you should have told me that 7 hours ago.
And on that note, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
We need one more question that's not so...
All right, let's have some fun. Okay. What is the question? God damn it, Taylor.
Yeah, one other question. Someone had asked if we were going to plan on having guests on the podcast. We did have Quentin at the beginning, but are we ever going to have guests? And what do you people think of it?
Like who?
Yeah.
Who would you want? I think it would be really cool.
Let's get Joe Rogan on here.
Celine Dion.
I think we have enough clout for any of that.
No.
I'm not thinking famous people.
No. I think we should have Jordan on for
Jordan would
an
be
episode.
An excellent guest.
That's my best friend, for those of you who don't know.
I would love to have Haley's parents. We've actually met some really awesome people the past couple years.
Kendall from Big Time Rush.
Oh, I'd love to have Kendall. Or
He's
even Kendall's
great.
Mom, Kathy.
Oh, I love
and
her.
Kent,
her
dad. Yeah, they would be great. And because they would give great insight into Hollywood. Mm. And yeah.
Do you know what I realized the other day?
What?
Because I was on Instagram, and then I somehow ended up on a childhood memories page, which had Big Time Rush and all that stuff on it. And then I ended up on Kendall's page, and it was actually his birthday. Anyways,
yep.
Yeah, he just
I realized me. That he has met everybody I've ever wanted to meet in my entire life.
Who?
Everyone. Kendall has, yeah.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah, because you're stuck in heroism.
No, I mean like my childhood self, anyone I would have ever wanted to meet, he's met.
Cool.
Well, you know, everything's going to be a breeze.
Maybe not everybody.
Can I give my good night now? Because Fortnite's really calling my name.
Okay, so our final question, our kind of cliffhanger, whatever you want to call it for next week, what we'll start off talking with is, has your YouTube channel brought your family closer, or are you now more distant? So, on that note,
good night. Find out next week.
Yeah, I will bring this to an end.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.